I'm surprised you heard me over your speakers. But don't fucking roll your eyes at me. This has been going on for weeks. I used to try and be polite about it. You're new to the neighborhood. I wanted to give you the benefit of the doubt, but I've asked you to keep it down at night over and over. And it's like you don't even give a shit. I've still, like I can still hear the music even though you turned it down. And you've still got volume cranked up and windows open every fucking night. Like, it's not that loud. Okay, yeah, I know we're neighbors, but I live in a completely separate house. So if I can feel the vibrations from bass in my living room, it's pretty fucking loud. Don't be so uptight. I'm not uptight, bro. It's not unreasonable to want to come home from work to be able to relax in my own home. Like, some of us don't have the luxury of staying home all day doing, I don't know, whatever the fuck it is that you do. Writing code, gaming, getting stoned. What a life indeed. But maybe I am uptight compared to you. Maybe you could use some, I don't know, someone that's a little uptight in your life. Because it might do you some good to, I don't know, get out of the house. Like, there's a whole world outside this front door. And maybe you need to put on some nice clothes and go into an office or something. I think it would be good for you to be around people. Might even open your eyes a bit to there's other folks that live around you that, you know, the noise could be a potential problem. You know, you're not a bad looking guy. You're actually rather attractive. I mean, I'm not fucking with you. I'm just saying, like, I've thought that since the day I saw you move in. I'd love to see you in something other than, like, an old t-shirt and a pair of, like, basketball shorts or whatever. I bet you'd look sexy as fuck. Alright, okay, you don't have to roll your eyes at me, okay? You like when you see me dress for work, don't you? You know what? Don't even lie to me, okay? Do you really think I haven't noticed? What? Don't play dumb, don't be coy. I see you on your porch. You just happen to be sitting outside every day at just the time that I get home. Yeah, coincidence, right. It's just a coincidence that you eye fuck me every day too, huh? Oh, what's the matter now? No smart ass snappy comeback for that? Look at you. Even after I've called you out, you just can't help yourself, can you? Do you really think you're being subtle? Do you think I haven't noticed you looking me up and down since I got here? So what is it about me that grabs your attention? Is it my silky blouse? Thin fabric draped over my breasts? Or is it my short skirt that excites you? I mean, yeah, it does show a lot of skin, so... I mean, it's just my knees, so... Do my knees turn you on? Is it that it? You like to see the bend in my knee? Or is it my thighs? Oh, or is it that little peak of my thighs? Is that what has you on your front porch every damn day? Just, I don't know, hoping to catch a glimpse of my thighs in my short little work skirt. Oh, you look flustered. And why is that? Is, what, all this talk about my bare thighs just too much for you? See? You do have an appreciation for someone putting a little effort into their wardrobe. And honestly, I don't like a skirt that comes past my knees. I don't want it to get too dirty when I get down on them. What? Now you look flustered. And why is that? There's lots of reasons I might be on my knees. I could be praying. I mean, I certainly have a lot of sins that I have to repent for. But I mean, I could also be on my knees pleading. Do I need to plead with you to keep the volume down? Is that what you're waiting for? Here, let me get down on my knees if this helps. Yeah, like this. Would you please be a very, very good boy and consider keeping the volume down? Why do you look so fucking flustered? Isn't that what you wanted? I'm half convinced that you've been turning up the volume on purpose because you wanted this little confrontation. Are you shy? Were you too nervous to approach me? Is this the equivalent of pulling the pigtails of the girl to get her attention when you're a kid or something? Oh, You've been really, really naughty. No, 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 baby. Don't play coy. I'm on to you. The only question is, how do I deal with such a naughty boy? I think you should do what I say, naughty boy. Are you up for that? Whoa, you look nervous. I mean, I can just leave if you want. Oh, you want me to stay? Now that I did not expect. Huh. Well then. If I'm going to stay here on my knees, then you better get out of those old shorts that I hate. Don't get shy again. I don't care if you're not wearing any underwear. You're at home. What difference does it make? This isn't a negotiation. Get those damn shorts off. Now. Right now. Let's go. Look at you. Well, you may be shy, but your cock absolutely isn't. It's so fucking stiff. I don't even have to unbutton my blouse. What? Oh, you want to do it. Okay. I didn't hear you say please, did I? Did you want to see my bra? It's so lacy and white. You would think almost virginal. But I assure you, there is nothing virginal about me. So, let me hear you say it, baby. Say please. Are you whispering? Because I can't hear you. Or maybe I'm going deaf from someone's speakers constantly blaring. Say please. Louder. That's a very good boy. You've earned this. Are you excited? Oh, wait. I almost forgot. Of course you are. Like, look at this. You're very, very excited. And No. I'm not mocking you, baby. I love how hard you are. And don't be embarrassed. Like, just focus your eyes right here while I slowly unbutton my blouse. You like what you see, don't you? You've thought about this, haven't you? Me on my knees undressing for you. You're such a naughty fucking boy. You come thinking about me, don't you? Don't be shy, you can tell me. I knew it. I knew it from the way you eyeball fuck me every damn day. You know, I actually have a confession, because I come thinking about you, too. No, I'm very serious. I see the way you look at me, and it's so fucking hot. I get so turned on by your hungry eyes. I know you really want me to touch you. And maybe I should touch you now. You don't mind, do you? You don't have to do anything, really. Because I'll do everything. I'm just going to kiss this beautiful dick of yours, baby. Ooh, you're so fucking hard. Do you think you can get any harder? Wow. No, you don't think so? Even if I pull my bra down? Do you want that? Okay. Just nod. I know. Closed mouths don't get fed, but you don't seem to have the fucking words, baby, so just nod. But you know what I need to hear, at least. Like, for you to say please. You don't have to say a full sentence, just a word. So say please, baby. Louder. That's a good boy. I like it when you beg, baby. And now, you get your reward. Pull down the left cup, and now the right. Look at that. I think you did just get a little bit harder. Do you like what you see, naughty boy? Do you like me on my knees with my silky blouse open and my tits out? I know you do, and you're such a good, good boy to tell me. Now, get over here closer so I can drain that cock of yours, baby. I'm just going to taste it a little bit. And now I'm going to wrap my lips all around it, baby. Mm. Such a naughty boy, baby. We don't even know each other. And now you've got your dick in my mouth. Do you like me sucking on this beautiful cock, baby? I can tell you like it. And I want every inch of it, baby. Would you like that? Because I want to deep throat it. You don't have to do a thing, baby. Just enjoy it. Let me do all the fucking work. You could just watch me on my knees. Looking up at you. With my tits out. And your cock in my mouth. Just enjoy how it feels, baby. You love it, baby. I know just what you need. And you need to come. I want you to come, baby. I want you to come in my mouth. So come for me like a good boy. I know you like fucking my face. I can feel it with your throbbing on my tongue. So grab my hair and just fuck my face, baby. You're so fucking close, baby. It's all so sloppy wet. I want you to stroke it, baby. Now, I want you to stroke your cock and aim for my mouth. Can you do that for me, baby? I know you fucking can. Yeah, come on. I got it all nice and wet for you. Just grab it with your hand and pull on it for me. Yeah, there we go. You stroke it like a good fucking boy for me, baby. Yeah. Aim for my mouth. All right, now. I want you to come on my tongue, baby, and just do it like a good boy would, okay? And you stroke it. Stroke it for me until it comes all over my tongue. I want every fucking drop, okay? You're gonna explode in my mouth. I'm gonna count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fuck, yeah, right in my mouth. And all over my face. Oh, it's dripping on my tits. You made such a fucking mess, baby. And that's okay because you're still a good boy. I could just wipe that up with my fingertips and suck them clean. Since I swallowed most of it, just get the rest of it off my face and my tits. So fucking good. I really enjoyed that, and I think we're gonna have to work on your aim, though. No, baby, not tonight. You've had enough practice for tonight. Maybe if you keep the volume down for the next couple of days, I'll drop by. Yeah, but you have to be a good boy, though. Yeah, you have to earn your reward. Can you do that for me, baby? Can you be a very, very good boy for me? Yeah. I know you can, and I look forward to finding out. Maybe you can be a good boy every week, and I can think of new ways to reward you. That sounds like something you can agree on, baby. I'm glad you agree. So let me clean you up, and then I'm gonna get out of here. So just stand still for me. What? It's too sensitive. Oh, baby, you're gonna be fine. Okay. Now, if you're a very, very, very good boy for me, I'll see you in a couple of days, baby.